Well, sometimes things are going along, you think you're doing okay, and then bam, you get hit with a reality check.
Yeah.
Yesterday, March 24th, 2025, Ukraine's national railway, Ukrzyzdnytsia, they had a pretty major cyber attack. And for folks listening, this isn't just some news blurb, right? This is a really important example of how vulnerable those systems we rely on every single day can be.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. When you think about how vital a national railway is, especially for a country that's already dealing with a lot of challenges, an event like this, well, it really takes on a whole new meaning, really underscores those evolving threats we need to be aware of, you know?
Sure. So in this deep dive, we're going to break down this cyber attack on Ukrzyzdnytsia. We've got some in-depth excerpts here that have come out. And our goal really is for you to understand exactly what went down, what happened right away, how they managed to keep things running even with this attack, and also those big picture lessons for protecting these essential public services, especially transportation. A bit of a wake-up call for everyone, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think as you listen, it's important to think about this not as some isolated thing that happened, but as a pattern. Understanding how this attack went down can really give you a good idea of how infrastructure, even in your own backyard, might be at risk and how it can be better protected.
Okay, so let's jump to the immediate aftermath. The source material here, it paints a pretty vivid picture of that initial chaos. So the moment the cyber attack hit, their online ticketing system, the website and the mobile app, everything just went dark.
Exactly. And I mean, think about it. These days, when you're planning a trip, that online system is often the first place you go. When it suddenly goes down, it's going to cause a ton of immediate problems and disruptions for people who are just trying to get from A to B.
And the disruption was huge. We're talking long lines at the ticket booths, overcrowding, folks waiting for hours to buy a ticket. Imagine you're trying to get somewhere important and suddenly you're facing that kind of delay. And you know what's really interesting? The source mentions that military personnel were actually allowed to buy their tickets on board.
Yeah.
That really highlights how essential it was to keep those trains running, doesn't it?
It really does. It really shows you, the listener, that bigger picture, that detail really brings home how the railway serves both the everyday needs of people and also how crucial it is for the military, logistically, especially in a region with ongoing conflict. The fact they had a workaround for military personnel, that tells me they were prepared, at least to some degree, to keep those essential functions going.
Yeah. And that brings us to how Ukrzyzdnytsia responded to all this. I mean, despite the total digital chaos, it's pretty amazing that those train operations continued without any delays, right on schedule. What does that tell you?
Well, I think for you, the listener, it really highlights the need for backup plans. The source points out that Ukrzyzdnytsia had these protocols in place, probably developed from previous cyber incidents, so they could quickly switch to emergency operating procedures, really minimizing the impact on the actual movement of those trains.
So even though their digital infrastructure was under attack, that core service of transporting people and goods, they managed to keep it going. They also apparently sent more staff to the ticket counters to handle the increased crowds, and they were telling passengers who had pre-purchased tickets online to use their emailed PDS or, if they had to get there early and explain their situation. It sounds like a very down-to-earth, practical response to a problem in the digital world.
Yeah, totally. For anyone listening, this really shows you a key aspect of resilience, this multi-pronged approach. So you've got the technical backups to keep things running, but you also have clear communication and practical advice to help the public navigate the disruption.
Now, if we look at the attack itself, the source calls it highly systematic and multi-layered, but it doesn't really get into specifics about exactly how it went down. We know that Ukraine's SBU cyber department and CertUA, they're involved in the investigation trying to patch those vulnerabilities and get services back up and running. But there's no word on exactly when things will be back to normal. What do you make of the lack of details here?
Well, think about it. Right after a cyber attack, investigations, they're really sensitive, letting out too much information too early. That could give the attackers insights into how the investigation is going, or maybe even reveal vulnerabilities that haven't been fixed yet. The fact that you have national cybersecurity agencies like the SBU and CertUA involved, that definitely emphasizes how serious this threat is, potentially even how sophisticated.
For sure. And it makes you wonder, why go after public transport in the first place? Why is something like a railway, such a big target in the digital world? The source talks about this a bit, mentioning how much modern transport systems depend on digital platforms for everything, reservations, payments, schedules. If you can mess with those tools, you can really cause a lot of problems.
Exactly. For you, the listener, think about the ripple effect. If they shut down these digital systems, attackers can bring logistics to a standstill, disrupt the whole country's ability to get around, even slow down military personnel, as we were talking about earlier. And beyond the immediate inconvenience, attacks like this can really undermine public trust in those essential services. Imagine the uncertainty and anxiety if you couldn't depend on those systems anymore. It would be pretty unsettling.
The reasons behind these attacks, well, they can be different, right? The source mentions both cyber criminals and possibly even state-sponsored actors. Their goals could be political or economic, or maybe even a mix of both. Mm-hmm. What do you think are some of the potential motives at play here?
Well, for you listening, consider the possibilities. Cyber criminals, they might be after money, maybe through ransomware where they demand payment to unlock the systems. Although, from what we know so far, this attack seems to be more about disruption than anything else. State-sponsored actors, on the other hand, they can have bigger goals in mind, like destabilizing a country, weakening its ability to function, or maybe even gaining some kind of tactical advantage in a conflict.
When you think about the impact on everyday passengers, you know, people like you and me, those long lines and hours of waiting, they really show how dependent we've become on these online systems. We don't even realize it until they're gone. But beyond the inconvenience for regular folks, the source also makes a good point about the importance of keeping transportation running smoothly for the military, especially in a strategic sense. That point about soldiers buying tickets on board, that really brings home that strategic element for you listening, right?
Absolutely. In a conflict zone, being able to move troops, supplies, and equipment reliably, that's critical. Disrupting that, it can have huge consequences on a national level. The fact that Ukrzalis Nisia had a backup plan specifically for military personnel, well, that shows they get it. They understand this crucial need, and they're proactively thinking about maintaining essential mobility.
Yeah, and it's worth noting how Ukrzalis Nisia communicated with the public during all this, telling passengers not to rush to the ticket counters, to come a little early if they needed help, and to use those backup ticket formats. Those seem like pretty effective ways to keep things from getting completely out of control. Mm-hmm. What do you think about their communication strategy?
Well, for anyone listening, I think this goes to show how important clear and timely communication is during a crisis, especially a cyber attack, which can feel kind of invisible and scary. By giving specific, actionable advice, Ukrzalis Nisia was trying to prevent panic, make sure people responded in an orderly way, and maintain some level of trust that they were handling the situation, even though things are tough.
This whole thing really highlights how important cybersecurity is in areas facing conflict. Ukraine, unfortunately, they've been dealing with cyber threats for a while now, and this feels like another battlefront in that ongoing struggle. It's not just about physical security anymore. Digital resilience has become just as crucial for national defense. As you're listening to this, you can really see how connected these different aspects of security have become.
Definitely. In the world we live in today, everything's so connected that a major cyber attack, well, it can be just as damaging, maybe even more so in some cases, than traditional warfare. For everyone listening, protecting critical infrastructure in the digital world, that's now a vital part of any country's overall security strategy. It can't be separated anymore.
So let's wrap this up for our listeners. As you've been listening to this deep dive into the Ukrzalis Nisia cyber attack, what are the main takeaways here? First, it's clear that essential infrastructure, like transportation, it's a major target, and it can be more vulnerable than we think. The fact that the trains kept running, that shows how important it is to have strong backup systems in place and how quickly and clearly they responded, especially when it came to communicating with passengers. That really highlights the need for well-prepared incident response plans.
Exactly. The big thing here is that a sophisticated cyber attack, it can shut down essential public services fast. This event, it's a real wake-up call for any organization, including the ones you rely on every day. They need to make cybersecurity a top priority, and not just as a way to prevent attacks, but also to have resilient systems and clear procedures in place for managing those attacks and communicating effectively if one happens.
So as we finish up this deep dive, it really makes you think, doesn't it? When you consider how much our own transportation systems, really all the essential services we depend on, rely on digital infrastructure, it makes you wonder, what are those hidden vulnerabilities lurking right under our noses? And maybe even more importantly, what can we be doing right now to prevent a similar wake-up call from happening closer to home? That's definitely something worth thinking about.
Absolutely. It's something we all need to be aware of and proactive about.
Well, that's all the time we have for this deep dive. Until next time, stay vigilant and stay informed.